morning. Right then, it is time to chat to my final guest this morning, we're delighted to have him here, Andrew Bernardi, one third of the Stradivarius Piano Trio, with the Stradivarius in question, is here, with us all nice and tuned up. Andrew, you're very welcome. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Paul, for inviting me.
Lovely to have you here, and thank you for bringing the Strad. You call it the Strad.
Stradivarius.
Yes, nice little nickname. So there we go. We'll pick that up as well. Marvellous. Andrew, you've got some concerts coming up, but tell us about the trio itself, first of all.
Well, Stradivarius Piano Trio, it's myself, Maria Marchant, and Jonathan Few. Jonathan's currently in Ireland and comes back for our concerts from Ireland. And Maria, she's based at All Souls Church at the BBC in Regent Street. And the three of us are Stradivarius Piano Trio, named after this, well, fabulous, probably ultimate work of art, this Stradivarius violin, which I'm holding right now.
How old is that one?
It was made in 1696.
Oh wow!
So the mathematicians, I think, will put that at 300-something years. Yeah. And interestingly, 1696. If you play it in music, it sounds like this.
Yes.
They're the intervals 1, 6, 9, 6.
Marvelous. So how did you start in violinist?
Playing the violin. Well, I was 6 years old, and I heard this amazing sound on the radio, rather like we are now, and discovered soon afterwards it was Yehudi Menuhin playing on Radio 3, and that was it. I just said to my parents, that's what I want to do. It was that simple, and I started on a full-size violin given to me by my godmother when I was 6 years old. I still have that violin, and I've been very, very fortunate to have a wonderful education and career in music, and centered all around the violin and this ultimate tool. Tool's probably an understated word, but this instrument, which is my first arm, the Stradivarius violin.
No, lovely. So are you just violinist, or are you in any other instruments?
I do conduct, and I do a lot for young people.
With the bow or the...
Just the bow and the baton, and sometimes without either, just with my arms.
Oh wow!
And I play the organ. That was my second study at university, and originally I was going to be an organist actually, but when I was about 7 years old, I decided that leading orchestras and contributing in that way was what I really wanted to do. When I started looking at orchestras and going to the Royal Festival Hall, Robert Mayer concerts, my junior school used to take me along with my class when I was about 8 or 9 years old, and I've never looked back since. And I was watching what have become my colleagues playing, and my teachers. They were they were the best instrumentalists of that period, and I haven't looked back since. I really haven't. It's extraordinary, the journey, and I now sometimes go past the sculptures at the Royal Festival Hall, which were the ones I played on as a child, when I started playing. So it really goes back that far into my background.
Brilliant. No, that's fantastic. So it's you on the violin and then your colleagues on the piano and cello?
Yeah. Maria's she's one of the most finest pianists in her peer group. Johnny is one of the finest cellists in the United Kingdom. He's an absolutely fabulous person. Both of them are amongst my closest friends. We've so enjoyed playing together. And we're just lucky our audiences say that comes across very strongly, and we communicate very strongly, and we can make people forget themselves in concerts and communicate. It's a very special friendship the three of us have, and a musical partnership made in heaven, I would say. So I need to ask them if they feel the same, but it's how I feel.
No, that's great. So can we maybe persuade you just to give us a little rendition of something?
A very quick tune. Well, let me think. This is a little piece which many of you will probably recognise this tune. It's just a tiny, tiny piece of Elgar.
Oh, marvellous. That was lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was really lovely.
Yeah.
So I noticed that, though, you put the cloth up on your arm. Because some people do that, some people don't. Some people just prefer to... rest
well,
of
it. Well, Menu and some of my colleagues absolutely stipulate you should not play with a shoulder rest. Play just with the violin. And on this Stradivarius, you can see here on the back, it's a little bit of wear there. That's because the previous owners, we don't know who they all are. I know who some of them are. But there's worn. You can see it's a bit paler, the varnish. But I use a shoulder rest because I'm so tall and I have to fill the gap. I call it my scaffolding. So when I play, hopefully it's part of me. People tell me it looks like it's part of me. It feels like that. Mm. And I can express more strongly than I can in words, I hope, through music. And so that's the shoulder rest. And this is my bow. This bow was played by Yehudi Menuhin before me. He recorded the Beethoven concerto on many others on this bow. And so I'm very, very lucky to have such extraordinary instruments to play. And I'm very grateful for those that have helped me to be able to play on such a fine instrument. It's for any violinist, playing on a Strad is a dream come true. And to live with it, what is now for nearly 10 years, is an extraordinary experience, something transformative, hopefully for the audiences we play for. And as I say, right at the centre of all those audiences, my orchestra, the two festivals that I run, the Lenners Lee Concert Series, the Shipley Arts Festival, and our Capital Concert Series, which goes around the world. We literally go to Hong Kong, out to Asia. All those things really are centred right around this violin and our piano trio. So that's the picture that we try and share. In all sorts of guises.
Brilliant. Yeah. And you've brought another track in for us, which we're going to enjoy now. Mm. So this is Toccata.
Yeah, can I say a couple of things
about it? Of course, for it. Yeah.
Yeah, I brought it in because it's actually my chamber group, Bernardi Music Group, which is Johnny's playing on this track. It hasn't got pianos. This one hasn't got Maria playing on it, sadly. But this is John Ireland. He is Benjamin Britten's teacher. He is buried in the ancient parish of Shipley. The one in West Sussex, which is the largest parish in the county with the smallest population. Very inspiring place, and where we based our first festival. Toccata by John Ireland. It's one of our soundtrack pieces. It's recorded live. This was done live in one of our concerts back a little earlier in the 2000s, and I felt that's really our grassroots. We may play in London, all over the world, but this is our grassroots here in Sussex, in the village, with John Ireland, one of England's greatest composers.
So we're going to hear you now playing that
this is my chamber orchestra, Bernardi Music Group, my chamber group with my friends and colleagues, a slightly larger group.
Wonderful. Let's enjoy that, and then we'll be back with more. So this is Toccata. Oh, marvellous. That was Toccata. I enjoyed that. That was very nice. That was nice and different, actually. We don't normally play classical on here, but we'll have to do that more in the future. So that was the three of you, and then...
That was my orchestra, my ensemble.
That was your orchestra?
Yeah, so Johnny was in there, our cellist, and it was about... it might sound like about 30 on that track, but it's actually, I seem to remember only... I think there's no more than 18 on that track. 18 of us. It's a string ensemble, so it's the centre of the orchestra, really, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's brilliant. So, so will we hear that at Lenners Lee?
Yeah, we've played that piece many times at Lenners Lee.
Okay.
The up and coming concerts we've got the Opera Gala with the great tenor Ben Evans, and then we've got Dominic Evans, I should say, and then we've got Dominic Bevan, and then we've got La Traviata with another great tenor, Anando Mukherjee, India's number one tenor. So we've got some real treats coming up. We do things we've done things as varied as working with John Lord, the late John Lord, in Deep Purple. We've done things as varied as that to commissioning people like Roderick Williams. But the two immediate concerts in our Lenners Lee concert series are the summer concert series are the Opera Gala, which is all the most popular opera excerpts you could imagine in one evening, and that's on it's a little bit later this month, actually, on the 20th of September. And then in October we're doing the very first ever full opera, La Traviata. It's the first time it's been done at Lenners Lee, and only 50 tickets left, so do sign up for that one. I'm certain that families will really enjoy it, and it's been put together in a very intimate way, that one.
A beautiful setting as well, especially if the weather's like it is at the moment.
Oh, it's heaven early. I mean, they really are the finest gardens, amongst the finest gardens in England and the world. Mm. And They've got extraordinary species I've become aware of. They've got Chinese plants and species that are extinct in China, and I discovered that when I went out to Asia playing. It's an extraordinary place, and Adam and Penny Streeter, Katrine and Amber, the team that I work with that have supported us, they have just transformed this state into something truly, truly almost unworldly, walking through the lakes. But we do our, we're going to be, our concert series is based inside the house where Jean's Michelin star restaurant shines and makes you very hungry whenever you ever smell him cooking. But we'll be focusing on the music, the Opera Gala and the La Traviata by Verdi.
No, brilliant. So that's all to come. So that's the classical concerts. We'll put all the details up on our social page as well. If you want to get, I think there's only 40 tickets left.
That's right. The easy one to remember, the easy way to get them is bmglive.com. www.bmglive.com. Then you'll see it all there.
All right. Well, we'll pop a link on there so you can have a look on there and grab that. So what's coming up after you then, Andrew? So you've got that, and then you're off around the world again?
Yes, we're going out to Hong Kong in January, and before that, I think that's hopefully with the trio, Stradivarius Piano Trio, and we've been there several times now, right up into China doing masterclasses and concerts. I'm slightly embarrassed we had people flying several hours to come to the concerts. I discovered,
wow,
not good for the environment, that one. So we'll try and do the traveling next time, I think, rather than the audience. But Hong Kong, we always play at the at their members clubs and the Royal Hong Kong Golf Club, and we'll also be playing and seeing the British Council people and going to the embassy playing there, and in also many of the schools. So we're really looking forward to that. And before Christmas, in fact, we have one more concert at Leonard's Lee. We have the Carols by Candlelight in December.
Amazing.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. So something to lot, you know. And also before that, we're at Knightimber. We're playing on the Knightimber Estate in November. So there's plenty happening. And what's the other exciting thing I can mention? In January, February, we're back in Abbey Road, all being well. We're going to be recording our next album, which will be a blend of the collaborations that we've put together, the commissions that are really deeply rooted here in Sussex, all our friends at Tuvis, NFU, Creston Reeves, all those friends of ours, they're all going to be supporting us. So we're looking forward to really being able to share our music even more widely, and hopefully with you, Paul, as well, on your show here.
Yeah, no, pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on. So just give us those dates again. So the concerts are on the...
It's 20th of September is the Opera Gala. And if you go into October, you'll see on our website, bmglive.com, you'll see La Traviata by Verdi. You'll see that in all its finery, and of course you'll be able to go around the gardens for free as part of a ticket and have a drink. It'll be really special, but opera in a way you haven't seen before. Very intimate. You'll be able to meet all the artists, and Ando particularly is a wonderful character, very friendly group, and I hope we're going to try and do our best to make it the very best that the opera can be, in that wonderful atrium in the house at Leonard's Lee.
There's this wonderful connect as well, because everyone loves a bit of classical now and again, or opera. So it's lovely to be able to, you know, go along and enjoy it in such amazing surroundings.
Family occasion in paradise, I'd describe it as.
That's a good way to be. No, that's great. All right, well, we'll get all the info up on our social pages, and bmglive.com, as Andrew said, is where to find all the details. So get yourself along, and if you go along, then let us know and how it goes. Andrew, lovely to have you on.
Thank you so much for your generosity. Pleasure. I really enjoyed it.
And thank you for the Strad as well. Yeah. Thank you for coming as well. So that's lovely. So that's Andrew Bernardi from Bernardi Music Group and the Stradivarius Piano Trio. They are performing at Leonard's Lee Latin Gardens. bmglive.com, as Andrew said, is the website. So we'll pop a link to that on our social pages. Have a look on there, and all the details you'll need will be on there. Right, we're going to